We had a couple of gals go down to Penyan. We've been getting Penyan, New York, we're connecting more and more with a group of churches in the States. And as we get connected, we have been involved in the ministry that is there. And one of the ministries that they have, it's a wonderful ministry of discipleship. You go down, spend 3 months, and live with the families. They open up their doors, they feed you, apparently. And my daughter, Rebecca, and Megan were down this past season. And Megan's going to come this morning and share about that, as the Lord has directed her. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Different type.
There we go. Excellent.
So I've been told I have 10 minutes, so no one start stopwatches.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. So it's always a struggle to know where to begin, but I'll try my best. So, as most of you guys know, I left in January. So when I left Ottawa, it's not that I didn't know who God was. I had known of God. I'd heard his voice. And I'd been welcomed into this church and loved by this community. And I've been able to do so much just wonderful stuff as a gift. And he's brought me so much life. But since getting baptized in the spring, I just noticed how unsatisfied I was with just having the knowledge of God. When I got baptized, I felt for the first time, I don't know how better explain it, but I just felt whole. And that for the first time in my life, I had solid ground to grow off of. And it was a gift. And it was a gift I carried into the summer and early fall. That gift, though, made me question things. I couldn't explain that gift. Before, I would love to go and sing songs worshiping and glorifying God, but I was singing to a God in the clouds. I was singing to a God that loves, but loves from afar. I was singing to a God that loves so much, but doesn't really like. It was easy for me to bow down to a Lord and to a Master, but to worship Jesus, to worship a man, to glorify a man, to bow down to the authority of a perfect man. Now that's hard. You don't hear this stuff in church, but I think it's so important. It's so easy to say God is good and God loves you, but how to live that out and how to see that earnestly is really hard sometimes. At least it has been for me. Maybe I'm the only one. I made the choice to go to the States and to leave everything I knew, everything that had my heart, the drop-in, this community, this church, my family. I left everything that I'd been trained to think is important, be that as jobs, security, all that wonderful stuff. But I left it to chase after this God that made me whole, and I wanted to know why. And I wanted to know more of a being that could do that. So that's just where I left from. Not doubting my salvation. Not doubting it at all. But being so unsatisfied with just resting in it. My first week in the States was a stretch. Both pastors went down to a prayer retreat. And I entered a place where everyone seemed so comfortable. It's not that people weren't struggling or that they weren't crying out to God, but they just seemed so comfortable in it. They had so much peace, and I couldn't figure it out. People weren't eating every meal. People were speaking in tongues. The prophetic was being thrown around, and I'm like, what is this? I felt like it was some sort of Christian boot camp, and I totally felt outside my element. I felt really discouraged and really inadequate. And yeah, my God is a God that I pray to before work or before a test in school or before talking to someone in a crisis. I didn't know my God like this. And it was a lot. I cried and I cried, and it wasn't graceful. I didn't feel full of dignity. I didn't feel strong. All that stuff we like to feel. I felt really low. So I started the journey of really getting to know who this God was and is and always has been and always will be. And I'm not nearly done. I ended that week not knowing what to expect, and it wasn't perfect. There are tons of times of me stumbling, but any expectations I had for my time in New York were blown out of the water. It was so much more than I could have ever imagined, in all the ways I didn't really want, but so very much needed. I started to walk the journey of studying and committing myself to God more fully. He walked me through the process of what surrender really looks like. And that's huge for me, because I don't know about you guys, again, but I make surrender really hard. I fought so hard through the process, and he walked me through just how I claim my identity and what my identity really looks like, which means that I am not my job. I'm not a ministry. I am not anything but his daughter. And that's enough, and that's a privilege.
Amen.
He's so willing to pour into us, but it's out of our own stubbornness and our pride and our doubt that we distance ourselves from him. The gift is always there. It's us who take the steps back from him. I'm still walking on that journey, but I'm optimistic. My prayer going into discipleship was just to rebuild foundations of how I claim my belief, and he totally answered. It was thrown into my face so blatantly and obviously, and he made it so clear to me just how real our God is, that I have no other choice just to testify his goodness and his patience and all the glory we deserve to give him. I remember getting frustrated after about a month or so in Phan Yan and feeling like I'd hit a block and that I wasn't growing enough, and I was just praying and praying, and I'm so glad he listened, because I would have tuned out a long time ago. But he listened to me just ranting on, and I wanted to move forward more. I wanted him to help me walk faster with him, anything that would bring me under more of his authority. I had a really cool opportunity around that time. It was winter, and I was on a treadmill, which obviously I need help. But I was at a local gym, and he gave me a picture of just how far I'd come. I got an image of my past, and not everyone here knows the brokenness I'm coming from, but I'm very much human. Therefore, I know pain, and I know a lot of pain. His picture was a moment of reality, though, of the depth of the pain I lived in. And then he gave me such a quiet nudging to remind me that I was 600 kilometers from home on a treadmill in Phan Yan, New York, doing a discipleship program. I was living in a Christian bubble for the first time in my life. And the contrast between the two pictures was startling. He didn't remind me in a condemning way or a loud voice telling me just how awful I am or how selfish I am for wanting more or anything like that. It was just so loving, and it really touched my heart. That moment really started to change how I saw God and the voice I put to his name. There is so much importance in praising him, not based on your feelings, but on his truths, and how much he honors that. How much joy it brings him when we take risks and step out towards him. He's reminded me just how limited I am and how perfect his plan is. This past week at Alal was pretty intense. There's a running joke that anyone who goes there, you're messed up for months. Like, wow. Just, it's crazy. tons of information and tons of ministry. But I just want to thank you all, the body of Christ, who stepped up and provided financially for being able, for allowing me to go. I didn't realize how necessary that time was for me. He reminded me during this past week that everything I give to him, all the brokenness I give to him, all the sin I give to him, everything that the enemy has used to limit me, God takes ownership of it, that it becomes his, and he uses it, and he redeems it, and he brings so much light and love to it. And from that light and from that gift, we can pour that truth into other people through whatever darkness, because we're all fighting. We fight with ourselves. We fight with our families, with our community, with authority. We fight so much. But love breaks that. I can fully testify that love is the reason I am alive. Love is the only reason that I can testify just how great our God is. And it's such a privilege. And it's not based on me or anything I've done, other than just allowing myself and submitting myself under the authority of a God that does it all. And I'm so eager. And he is so eager to just take care of his children and to love on them and love on them some more. So I guess it just comes down to this. I went on a journey from seeing my God as a Lord and as a Master to changing that view because I changed. He's become my daddy. He's become my husband. Everything changed when he became close, when I allowed him close. So all I can do is encourage everyone to really think about who their God is. And I challenge you all to allow him just a little bit closer and see how he honors that, because he's so very willing.
Amen.